Welcome to the world of Conspiracy Me. I'm Ethan Bridges, your host and guide along the multifaceted conspiracy theory iceberg. Follow the white rabbit down the rabbit hole, and don't lose your head along the way. Be careful, and don't say I didn't warn you. It has been a while since I've been in the recording studio slash closet. I do apologize to those who listen to me and are reoccurring fans of Conspiracy Me. Thank you for your patience and diligence while waiting for me to come out of my hiatus. This is for you, Amber, the co-host of a fellow indie podcast titled Witches Talking Tarot. I've been under a lot of stress, I've changed occupations, made a few life choices as well, and in the midst of these life changes, some things needed to be sacrificed. But I'm back now, and hope to dish out more of these lovely conspiracy theories. Thank you all for the support and everything. Yes, thank you. I digress. Enjoy the continuation of Season 2, Down the Rabbit Hole. And happy Pride Month to all of my LGBTQAI+ listeners. Remember to be a brick in the wall. Be careful and don't say I didn't warn you. When we look at people, we can tell many things about them just by the first appearance. And it is through this first appearance that many people fail, especially for job interviews or meeting the in-laws. But what if our body gave off a certain energy? Let's look deeper for the content warning. Something may trigger you into reading so much more than you anticipated. Look carefully and don't say I didn't warn you. Spirituality comes in all forms. Some people believe that they are in tune with nature and her ways of telling the world bits of information. Some people believe that they can predict the future by listening to the spirit world. Some people believe they can speak with those who have long since died from our world and can traverse the thin veil that is separating life and death. And some believe they can tell you everything about you with just one look at you and your aura. It is no secret that our bodies are composed of different elements like carbon and hydrogen, but there is something more electric within. Our brain requires synapses of electric energy to perform some of the most basic tasks. The energy of our emotions can be seen in our mannerisms. But to see an actual spiritual aura is something out of this world. So what is an aura, and what is aura reading? According to psychics, an aura is a certain color that your body gives off. Not only is the color important, but the size of how much it radiates off your body and whether or not it vibrates comes into play as well. Some psychics claim that your aura is your chakras being forced from your body. There is currently no scientific proof that your aura is real, or that it even exists at all. The early 20th century gave way to some new entertainment. Freak shows became prominent as a sideshow attraction, but so did the idea of people being able to see the beyond. One of these people with the gift was Charles Webster Leadbeater, a former priest from the Church of England turned mystic. He studied the art of reading auras from mystics in India. He claimed to have a certain clairvoyance to make scientific discoveries. According to Leadbeater, the race of man came from Mars, but the smarter, more clairvoyant people came from the moon. He even claimed that the hydrogen atom was created by six bodies that are contained in an egg-like form, according to Wikipedia. In 1903, Leadbeater published a book titled Man, Visible and Invisible, that explained how the aura of a man can evolve with his morality, from being a savage being turned into a saint. In 1910, his book The Inner Life talked about the ideas of chakras also being part of your aura. He claimed that your aura and chakras were part of a different energy vortices, each bearing a different organ or body part. Leadbeater's popularity grew, and so did these mystics and the act of the New Age, which took flight and became a major movement. Leadbeater's ideas can still be found today. Many believe that crystals are able to heal a sickly body or promote focus and peace. Many of these ideas come from Hindu roots, and now we have copious amounts of books and apps linking personality traits with a certain aura and how to fix the color of your aura with various rituals and crystals. Many supernaturalists claim that they can see your aura via photography. This capture of an energy field begs to question. How many times have I caught my own aura by taking selfies? When I return, I'm going to open my third eye just to see how aura reading has become a conspiracy theory. Just relax and repeat the mantra Om. And you too will see.
Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And we've brought you a show all about the occult.
We're talking different lores and mythology.
Yes, creature features, cryptids, aliens, you name it, we'll cover it.
Conspiracy theories.
Absolutely.
And pagan holidays and
100%.
Practices.
All eight of them. Yes.
Spiritual living, you yeah. name it.
That's right. We've got it for you. So if you want, come sit with us for a spell and let us make you laugh.
We are Witches Talking Tarot.
Thanks, everybody.
The 1960s were a strange time to be growing up. Elvis was out, and the Beatles were in. And with the Beatles came something different, an innovation in rock music. George Harrison became friends with Ravi Shankar, the father of Nora Jones. And with this friendship, George grew more spiritual, and so did his music. Many of George Harrison's songs delved deep into this spiritualism and connectivity, like The Inner Light, Within You, Without You, and All Things Must Pass, give this aura vibe with the use of the sitar. The idea that we are married as one with nature is an idea that I feel is very true. We have a symbiotic relationship with nature, and our primal senses return when we reconnect with our primal past. But where does reading one's aura fall in the notion of conspiracy? Like so many conspiracy theories, this generally has to deal with the exploitation of the vulnerable. In the past, we go through phases of severe religion to the total lack thereof. I tend to think of the Dark Ages turning into the Renaissance, the Puritan Age in the United States turning into the rebellious founding fathers creating a new nation, and post-Civil War. There was a need to recreate or make anew. People had lost loved ones in mysterious circumstances and wanted to know answers. And from that, the idea of psychics began to pop up in the world. In the early 20th century, these psychics traveled around the world, gaining popularity, gaining wealth by stealing from people and selling them lies. In this, they sold people on the idea of aura reading and horoscopes. These psychics conned people all over the world by giving some form of truth and tainting it into something perverse. Photographers gained popularity as people wanted to capture their auras in a photograph. But with the invention of the radio and television, these people began to become desperate to make money off what they were already trying to sell to the public. Aura reading soon became passé. It wasn't until the New Age movement of the 1980s did aura reading began to pick up once again. The idea that people can read this projecting energy could also mean that they are not part of the simulation, and possibly were created to keep us in check. Psychics could very well know that we are controlled by something bigger than we could ever imagine. Or it could be the result of Tim Leary and his promotion of the psychedelic drug LSD. People who have taken the drug have been documented to see people radiating on the outside with different colors and different vibrations. LSD was a profound drug used in MKUltra mind control during the 1960s. Or it could be a symptom of epilepsy or migraines, both of which can cause the affected person to see strange colors illuminating from different people or objects. There is an idea that aura reading could be a result of synesthesia, or the phenomenon that is stimulated by sensory or cognitive pathway that involuntarily diverges into another pathway in the brain. It could also be psychosomatic, or self-induced by people who believe they see something that is only inside their head. But at the end of the day, a person sees only what they want to see, because it is all perception. The ability to open your third eye and to look deep into people and things would be an amazing empathic ability, but would you want the weight of that burden on your shoulders? Would you want to be the next Long Island medium? Uncle Ben said it best, "With great power comes great responsibility." And I don't think that I would like to have that kind of responsibility. Whether you believe it or not, I'd rather be caught with my hand in the cookie jar than to have my aura showing. Thank you for listening to Conspiracy Me. Until next time, I'm your host, Ethan Bridges. Be careful and don't say I didn't warn you. This has been an Ebb and Flow production. To contact me, please email me at conspiracymepod@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at conspiracymepod and give Conspiracy Me a review on Apple Podcast or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. For listener support, visit anchor.fm/conspiracy-me/support. And to view merchandise, please visit conspiracy-me.myspreadshop.com, where you can find a variety of shirts, accessories, stickers, and much more.